Dear Chicago.
Don't say. Brother.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is Dubai.
Oh.
I mean,
Dubai.
I don't give your ass a soda.
Right.
Dubai.
You're listening to Foul Monkeys. We record out of the Chicago, Illinois, in the Rogers Park area. And we are here to talk to you today about very special things. One of them, our listeners.
Okay.
Another thing is periods. Oh. Because always a period at everything. The third thing is in the air.
And what?
The movie. No, I'm just kidding.
With George Clooney?
Yes. Yes. That one. So, hey, you remember when we used to start the show with all feedback stuff? So we're going to do that. We're going to go back in time.
Bring it back. Bring it back. Bring it back to me. Well, how about that's because no one has fucking written us.
I try to see the positive in things, which means if no one's writing us, then no one's listening.
So maybe that could be what we discuss about this show, since we are coming up to your 10-year anniversary.
Yeah, we have 10-year anniversary. But first, let's just go over the feedback that we got so far.
Feedback.
We need to do that. First, we're going to read an iTunes review, which we have not had in a long time, and I was very happy to see one, because when you give us an iTunes review, it makes us look special. Let's bring this
up. It also moves us up to...
I don't know if it does that anymore. If it moves you up in rankings. I don't know if it does.
Oh my God,
that.
It totally does. The more reviews you get, the higher in rankings you are.
Yeah. And how many reviews do you think like Jimmy Kimmel has or whatever his podcast is or whoever?
Does he
never
really?
Going to be able to get that far?
Well, so. No, because he also has a TV show. We don't.
See, I don't even think famous people should be listening to iTunes for podcasters. Like, why can't you just get that shut down from your website? Like from the NBC website or whatever.
Oh, well.
I mean, it's let called small people have something.
It's called desperation.
For
them,
us?
For them, not us.
Oh.
No, because that's our medium.
Right. We've been doing it a long time.
Well, 2 years and counting, but yes.
10 plus getting ready to be 10 years.
I was going to say, girl, you can't count 10.
April 30th will be 10 plus.
That's what she said.
Hey.
Hi.
So we have a 5-star review. We received it on March 23rd. Who are you?
Sorry. Someone's calling me.
Bro.
Bill collector.
Oh. Ignore.
Ignore.
This is from Tom Dat to me.
Okay.
I think the title
Tom
is
Dectomy.
Tom Dat to me. His title is Love It. He has given us 5 stars.
Yay.
5 estrellas.
Is 5 estrellas. Yes.
This podcast is truly one of my favorites. They may have you bursting into laughter randomly at work. Don't be surprised when your coworkers stare and ask if you are okay. So, thank you for leaving the review. I don't know if this is a lurker, as Big Fatty would call them, you know, because we love a lurker.
We do, but we would prefer that they didn't lurk and they just...
Like, we need... I'm going to talk to Big Fatty about this. We need a lurker week. Like, all the podcasters that are within the Pride 48, you know, group,
mm-hmm.
We all need to come together and have a lurker week where all of our lurkers come out one time out of the whole year and contact us and let us know.
Doesn't it defeat the whole purpose?
My name is Anita Frank.
Glenn.
Okay. I was, whatever.
I need a big dick.
Oh. Hi, Anita.
Hi, everyone say hi, Anita. Hi, Anita.
And just say, hey, I'm here. I'd listen. And I'm going back to my little space.
I'm here. I'm queer. Get used to it.
Or you could even do Janet Jackson whisper. I'm here.
Hee-hoo.
And then go back. You can be like the little church mouse.
Hee-hoo.
So thank you for listening. Thank you for leaving us that review. We really appreciate it. Leave us an iTunes review because we really like it.
We really like it.
And Barbara, who's been smoking for 420 years.
Hey.
Ooh. That's.
It could be like this.
Oh. My stepdad had one of those before he passed away. I'm just saying. It's real funny. It's real funny.
Oh my god. Oh, Jesus.
Take Why's your face red? If I was a listener right now, I would be chappalled.
That I laughed? I was laughing at something on Facebook.
Yeah, right. Oh, a picture of my stepdad with his voice, the little recorder thing on his neck. Oh, that's real funny.
Oh my god. It reminds me of that one sad ass commercial where the old lady, they do the
smoking commercials.
Yes, but it's like, which is so like jarring. But it's,
well,
like,
he's a smoker. He was a smoker.
Yeah, I'm sure he was if he had that. But it was like they show her and she looks all kind of like, you know, she looks a little weathered, but she looks normal.
She's older.
Yes. And they're like,
you think it's going to be like a Summer's Eve commercial.
Right. And then it's like,
or Massengill.
This is her age, and it's like 15. And then she talks, and it's like, hello. I'm like, oh my God, that's like creepy. Like, it's totally creepy.
But hopefully it caused people to stop smoking.
Well, I'm sure it did, but yeah.
Roger. A couple weeks ago, we said we were going to the stamping convention in Milwaukee. We were like,
What?
We don't know nobody in Milwaukee.
Nobody. Oh.
Oh. Pat my weave. Oh, I was FaceTiming with my sister yesterday because it's the first time she's ever done it.
Oh, my God.
How about I was teaching her how she needed to tap her weave? Because she was like this. She was going. I was like, No,
you gotta harder. You got to get into it
more direct.
You got to put your.
She's like, but it hurts my head. I go, yeah, that's the point. Keep doing it.
Like that's the whole. Oh, right. Look at.
It's a picture of some whispery woman with whispery hair.
Fierce.
Okay.
Anyways, go ahead.
So we got an email.
And I wonder why I laugh when you say voice box. I love the fact that you just totally try to rag on me and then you put your hand towards your vocal cords and pressed.
That's horrible. The only way I can do the
horrible.
Anne-Marie Parker. We love Anne-Marie Parker because we love a mile long email. She is a provider of the mile long email. We love it. She in fact lives in the area of Milwaukee.
Yes.
So, Anne-Marie Parker, we want to tell you, yes.
Yes! We
will meet you. You will be graced with our presence.
For you all shall of, like, bow 5 seconds.
Down to our feet and wash them with your hair. And then we'll go to lunch.
Without you.
So, right. You can sit in the back.
Like, way back.
Like, and turned around. No one wants to see that. No, I'm just kidding.
Like
see ya. Right.
No, actually, Ricky and I are going to show up in Sia outfits.
Yeah. So nobody knows who we are.
Right, because, you know, we're so popular.
And Melinda will be our handler. Because you're going to meet Melinda, too. Melinda Marissa Miranda is going to be there, too.
Yes.
So we'll be there that Friday, though. So I hope you can take off from work so we can have lunch that day because it's kind of busy. that day. We're only going to be there for one day. We're not going to be there the whole weekend.
Right.
So we're driving up around probably, well, the thing starts at 8. It's probably take about 2 hours to get there.
No.
You don't, because of traffic?
No.
It's a business day.
It ain't better. It's probably going to take us like an hour and a half at best.
Girl, I need to be there at like 7:10, even though it opens at 8.
No, but I was thinking we should leave
at 6. And like we have to have breakfast.
No, that's what I was saying. So I was thinking we should leave at 6. And then, oh God, that means I'm going to have to get up.
Girl, you were going to be up so early.
Wait, so here's another thing. Who's driving and how, and like we need to work those logistics out, because to be quite honest with you, like your two cars are very small and we're all fat, which I don't understand how that works.
Well, no, we're all fat. Melinda's not fat.
No, I'm not saying she's fat. Sorry. I didn't mean to include her in that equation. I just mean it's going to be tight.
I think my car, my Fiat will be fine.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. It's fine for us normally, right?
Well, yeah, but we're not driving an hour and a half in a small car. We're driving like...
Girl, we go to Costco and back is an hour and a half
all together. Yes, but we're not in the car the entire fucking time.
Girl, we're going to be okay. Do we need to take the train up there? Would that be better for you?
No train okay, whatsoever.
So, okay.
I mean, y'all could like take the train.
It would be like the Amtrak.
Ew.
Girl, no. Stop. Amtrak, really? You're saying ooh?
Yeah.
It's not Megabus. Well, let's take the Megabus up there.
That's double ugh.
So we can get killed halfway there.
If not by the driver, by someone inside.
Or by someone using the bathroom on it. Anyway, yes, and we want to have lunch with you. I will email you and let you know what would probably be a good time for us. I hope you can get off on that Friday. So thank you. I was going to read your email, but it's, you know, a little long. I'm going to respond back to it. So just to let you know, actually you may get a response before you even hear the show. But she talks about some cheese curds.
She did.
And she said, don't put no gravy up on that. That is nasty.
Oh, cause of the poutine.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's the whole thing of the poutine, right?
Yeah, but you can have cheese curds without the poutine.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Duh. But I've only had them breaded. She's saying you could get them naked also, like deep fried naked. I was like, oh, that sounds
gross.
Amazing.
I don't like cheese curds, period. So it's not...
You eat cheese sticks. It's the same thing.
Yeah, but there's something about the cheese that I don't like. I don't know why. It's not mozzarella that they're using.
You're weird.
I don't know. It just the cheese just does not taste good to me.
You're weird.
Plus, I get, like,
my gassy. Stomach hurts. Oh, no, my please don't hurts. Do that to us.
My stomach kind of hurts when I eat.
Maybe you should just drive separately so that you can, like, air out on your way there and on your way back.
Maybe I will.
Guess what? We asked that one of our gigglers contact us.
Mm-hmm.
And what we ask for, we get. And she sent a beautiful picture that she took of the little ice/snowstorm that they had a few days ago.
Who at sunset.
I don't think we're supposed to say her name.
Wait.
Juju.
Oh, is it Gigi Julie?
Yeah, Gigi Julie. I love that picture. Juju.
Yeah.
I got her mixed up with a drag queen. Juju Bean.
No, it's Gigi Julie.
Hi, Ricky and Roger.
It's like a DJ name. Here is Gigi Julie.
I could totally see that on MTV.
Totally.
She's totally a VJ.
Totes VJ. I wonder if she like, gives
do you
VJs.
Think she's like 19, like downtown Julie Brown VJ?
Or
do you think she's like Carson Daly VJ?
Well, I haven't heard her voice. So I don't know if she has that English accent, which I don't think she does.
Oh, you mean Madonna's accent?
Right. Right. Because she's from Michigan.
Right.
But I feel like she has a spunk of her. I don't like Carson Daly. I think he's a fucking douchebag.
Oh, well,
I've heard he's a douche
prior, but like when he was cool.
When he was fat. Because when he was fatter, he was nicer. Yeah. But he was always like people have.
He wasn't even really fat.
No, I mean let's get real. I mean he was not.
He was TV fat, which is about 5 pounds overweight.
Right. I just didn't like him. I thought he was cute, but he always did come off as a douche. And then when he lost weight, he appeared to be even douchier. And it's funny because I've watched The Voice a couple times, and even on that, I'm like,
is he on that? Still
fucking The Voice? Yeah.
Oh, he's like the
host. Yeah. Ew. He's the poor man's version of.
Oh, I thought Ryan Seacrest did that, but that's American Idol.
Right. She has that job.
Did you see that Miley Cyrus is going to be on the next season of The Voice?
This is The Voice. Which, I'm sorry, where? Because Christina Aguilera just came back.
Female is not going to be on there.
Gwen. By the way, I like her new album.
I only listened to it the first time. I haven't listened to it the second time. Anyway, let's finish.
Gigi Julie's. Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
In the past 24 hours, we've had rain, sleet, and a dusting of snow. Took this from my porch today at dawn. It was like walking up in a jewelry box. It's your happy Easter card, full effect. View it on your computer, not your Apple Watch. Bossy much? The bunny had better be good to you, or he'll experience the wrath of the gigglers. Oh, snap.
That is so cute.
That's a very pretty picture, though. It's very nice. It's got like pinks and orange.
It is a really... It is actually kind of like when you blow it up on your... on your computes. It looks really cool.
On your totes computes.
I wonder if she lives in a condo.
Maybe. It looks like, is that water? Does she live along the water? Can you tell?
No, I don't think that's why. I think those are houses.
Oh.
But I wonder, is that ice or is it like...
That's ice hanging there.
It's ice, right? Because it looks like little lights from the reflection of the sun.
Yeah.
That's a really cool picture, by the way. You should submit it to your local news. I'm sure they'll put it on.
Oh, yeah. Your local weather station?
They'll
Weather, Channel 32, WSLS-VTU.
Where does she hail from? Do we know? Doesn't she come from Minnesota? Minnesota?
Men's.
If she comes from Minnesota, then I would totally think she sounds a little bit like downtown Julie Brown.
But with a Minnesota accent?
Don't you know?
Don't you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think she... But see, I feel like her spunky attitude in the emails, I think she's totally downtown Julie Brown.
Do you think that maybe she sounds like, hi, it's Barb in Tinley Park, and I'm just calling about yes. your RCN cable box. Could you give me a call back? My name's Barb. I'm in Tinley Park, and yeah.
And yeah, have a blessed day. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I kind of feel like every woman here sounds like. When I first moved here, I was like, oh my God, they all sound the same.
Really?
They sound like a not a sex operator, but a regular telephone operator.
Oh, like, thank you for calling AT&T. How may I direct your call?
Yeah. Like,
I'm they're very nasally. Weird.
Yeah. Wait,
well, that's Midwestern. Like, totes Midwest.
Yeah.
All it's totes all in the nasal. It's all in the nasal.
What else? We did the email. We did the iTunes review. We have a phone call.
Phone call. We have a phone call. It's time to go and listen to the phone call. We can splice that up and use it later.
Yeah, sure. We can't wait to do that. Just on pins and needles. Such an asshole.
Totes. The whole of an ass.
Please hold while I cue the,
Please hold while we queue you up.
Oh my God. Why do I feel like I have a different phone?
You stupid ass.
Do you want to talk about why we're saying that? Why get all this plugged in?
Oh, because I took off my... I took off my case. Oh, we should talk about that real quick. What did you think about the update?
We'll talk about it in a second.
Okay. All
right, I got the voicemail actually already.
Oh, so. God.
Here we go.
It's not connected.
Oh, shit.
Hey, Ricky and Audrey.
Please hold.
Please hold.
We need to listen to the call. We got to plug in this shit. You might hear a pop. I'm sorry. Thank you. Press. All right. Here we go.
Hey, Ricky and Roger. This is Develton, the Count Duvula from New York. Where the fuck is my show? My morning was ruined. Don't play this on the radio. Or on your podcast, I should say. But yeah, looking forward to the next one. Enjoy the weekend, guys. Bye.
Oh, I didn't know we weren't supposed to play it.
Count Duvula.
Duvula. Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling, AT&T.
Oh, God. Oh, shit. They got Siri. What's going on?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Is it a porn?
No. I wish it was. No, I was going to look up.
What's happening?
I don't know what the sport of the handball. I don't know what that sport is.
Handball?
Yeah. Handball. Kind of like a handy, but it's with balls. I don't know. So I was going to
look it up. No, it's a real sport?
It is a real sport.
Handball.
That's what I was going to look up, but my volume was really high, and there was a Google commercial. But
why are you looking that up while we're doing the show?
Because I was going to just mute it while we were listening to the voicemail. Why are you showing me your belly?
Because I'm wiping off my phone right now.
Oh, gross.
Thank you for contacting us. We really appreciate it.
Duvula!
Get some more phone calls up in here, y'all.
Duvula!
Access some questions.
Oh, it's like soccer, but with hands. Interesting.
Oh. That's okay.
It's not rugby.
So it's monos ball? Instead of football?
A football.
El mano ball. Let's talk about the Apple update.
Okay.
Totally not impressed, Apple.
Why are you not impressed? Explain to me why you're not impressed, because
I'll wait for you to put your phone down.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And turn it off. Power off.
I'm going to remind you of that when I'm talking in conversation to your stupid ass and you're all up in your phone. Now go on ahead and tell your fucking janky story.
You know what? I'm good. No, the Apple event, while I knew the things that were coming out, it wasn't exciting.
Do you not hate that you get all that in? Like, I know that I guess it's all about self-control because I guess we don't have to look at it.
We don't have to.
But why is it that I just hate that? It's like, why can't we just be the era of like
surprise?
Like when the first iPhone came out,
it's like millennials. They got to know everything.
Ugh, fucking millennials. I hate them all.
Oh, somebody responded on Twitter. They're like, I think you have Generation Y mixed up with, or Generation
Z.
Mixed up with millennials. I'm like, all the same.
No, they really are all the same. It's the same fucking generation. You all suck.
Well, I'm not saying all that because some people are good. So,
unless they're your boyfriend, girlfriend, wife, or husband, they all fucking suck.
What if they're a listener?
They all fucking suck.
cock, you mean. You love that.
I love that.
Girl, it's on your shirt.
I know. I wore it as a badge. Look, he painted Janet.
You go, Monica.
Right?
And if you're a millennial, you don't get that. That's a Monica Lewinsky reference.
Because she was the one that was caught sucking off President Clinton. She wasn't caught.
Linda Tripp told everybody. And then Monica is freaky and kept the dress because she likes to sniff and lick it every now and then.
Oh, that's so gross.
And then they're like,
actually, she give us the dress. Actually, she didn't keep it on, like, apparently, if I remember correctly, she kept it to get it dry cleaned and it was...
She never got it dry cleaned. Oh, it was dried and cleaned.
Not that way.
Whitewashed.
Oh, that was whitewashed. All up on the dress. And can we just say real quickly... It was a small stain, so where did the rest go? Or was that all he spooged?
No, I think there was a little more than they showed. Hmm. It may have been a dribble.
That's gross, because that means he's not a shooter, he's a dribbler.
Or she swallowed it all.
And then it dribbled from her mouth.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like a possibility.
Yeah.
I love that she's a whore.
Just because she has sucks a penis doesn't mean she's a whore.
No, that equates whore to me. No, but not in a bad way. No, no, no. But I'm not saying like it's more.
You
of
like
a,
that she's a sexually. Whore.
I like, that to me is just like it's just a word. It's just that's
oh okay, really, RuPaul. Just a word.
Just a word.
Okay, I'll remember that. It's just a word, girl.
When I'm calling you fat, that's not just a phrase. It's a word.
And because you're so fat, a phrase.
Right. Just a phrase. No, I of course she's not a whore. But I love that she was, you know, here's the thing with her. I feel like she's, women were so slut shaming her.
She liked a silver daddy.
And she liked, she was enamored. Hell, I'd fucking be like, hey, Belle, are you going to get in there?
Like, what would you do if, like, you're alone in a room?
Butt up, face down. Hey, girl.
If you were alone, a lonesome woman in the same presence, Barack Obama.
And he was like, I mean, like, I remember all that happening. And I just thought to myself, like, I kind of know what she would, like, and to some degree, like, I understand how she would have been enamored by him.
My always thing was like, it just how did they have time and how did they like, how does that even happen?
Well, half the time they're not together. Like Hillary Clinton and
wife are not together. There's so many, the president is looked upon so much.
Need to watch Scandal. Hello. You know that. No.
Or House of Cards.
Or right.
Oh. House of Cards, girl. The last season?
You know, I didn't.
How about the last episode? I was like, oh, let's all sit at the table together. What?
Right. We're all fucking. Not okay. Each other, but we're all fucking.
Yeah.
This season, I kind of thought it was boring.
No way. No way. It was really good.
There wasn't a lot of depth.
There's never been a boring season of House of Cards.
Oh, it's I disagree with you on that. I thought last year's was a little boring in the middle.
Girl, you're boring.
Not true. But I have lots of people to agree with that. But not that I'm boring.
No, you're confused.
Nope. I'm going to give you a little Stevie Wonder right now.
Your reality is really confusing right now. For you.
No.
Yeah. Okay.
I just think I could totally understand how she was enamored. She was a young girl. She was taken.
He was a handsome guy.
He was a handsome guy. He was a handsome president. He was taken aback by her. She was taken aback by his
power
and his
prestige.
Not even that, just like his
big cock
no
on her lips.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Upstairs and downstairs.
Oh, I don't what is that
and called? For you millennials, you'll need to go back and like read a little bit.
Yeah, because it was really an interesting time in history.
Y'all, it was,
I mean, he was impeached.
You will,
like, that's crazy.
He was impeached, but no one cares.
No he was impeached, but he literally had like a couple months left. It was like, you're gonna waste my tax dollar money on impeaching his ass when he's like 6 months away from being.
That's like Barack Obama when he was asked about like the whole Cuba situation and how Ted Cruz was criticizing how we should not be associating with Cuba. He's like, that's and how the Muslim community should be watched right now and all that stuff. And President Obama's like, you know, that's very interesting that you say that, because I just came from a country where that type of thing happens, and that's also the same country that Ted Cruz. His father fled to get to the United States, so he didn't have to go through that.
Right.
And then it was like, burn.
Oh, I'm telling you right now,
you Barack need some Obama gives Vera.
Zero fucks.
I love Vera.
Zero fucks.
Zero fucks. No fucks
zero
to give.
Fucks, none no. to give. Not even a fucking spare you some change kind of fuck. It's like zero.
Right. He's and I would be too.
He's literally like, fuck all you motherfucker. Like that one meme of, did you ever see that one meme of him and President, oh my God, I was going to say President Hillary Clinton. Him and Clinton. Where she's future. Like, he's like. Yeah. It's literally what he's doing.
For people that can't see that because we're an audio show, it's Barack Obama.
It's like, what up? What?
He's like rocking back and forth. Like, what?
And then Hillary Clinton's in the background coming up front, like throwing up signs right. and shit.
I really need that meme to come back of her on the BlackBerry.
It's been around. But
it needs to come back again, like with some around. Good shit. I just read that fucking Sarah Palin is going to have a Judge Judy TV show.
I don't know.
Let me breathe.
Can you see Russia from your backyard?
Guilty. No, guilty.
I was just breathing, ma'am. Guilty, guilty, guilty.
Can you imagine her? I hope Judge Judy fucking like runs into her. Oh, I would love to know what Judge Judy thinks.
Oh, I love
her.
Judge Judy. She is a no shit taking kind of girl. And right. I love it. Cause she's like, she's a straight shooter. She's like Barack Obama, gives zero fucks.
Right. I don't have no fucks to give, and I get $8 million a year.
Thank
what?
You. Right?
I didn't know because she got paid so much money.
Because she was a real judge.
No, the TV show. No, no, she no. gets paid so
no,
much.
No. No, no, I understand. Someone interviewed, and I can't remember who it was that interviewed, or maybe it might have been like the Where Are You Nows from Oprah. I think it was one of those, but or similar to that. And she had said that she's like, you know, they asked her like, how are those real? Are you know, like how? And she's like, no, these are real cases. She's like, there is no acting whatsoever. She's like, because you know how some of them were a little like, not scripted, but they were kind of like, you know, they guided them.
I think they were more than. But natural,
but right. You know? Like, she's like, but some of them were like,
but honest opinions probably is what she meant.
Like, yeah, the process was the crime itself was real, and what they were going like, to be judged for was real.
Patrick and Noah from PNS, they always talk about Judge Judy because they like her, uh-huh. and they always reference where she says, "Don't piss on my leg and tell me it's raining."
I actually saw that show. That's just funny. Anyway, what else do we have to talk about?
What? We got through the feedback 10-year anniversary show.
So you want to talk a little bit about that? Do you want to discuss what you...
Well, I wanted... No, not publicly? What we talked about.
Right.
But about the actual anniversary show. I think we're going to do it live. I just need to get a hold of the Pride 48 people to make sure that we have the availability. It's Friday, April 29th, and let me refer to my gay Bible. It's Friday, April 29th, and I probably want to try to do it around 8 o'clock at night.
Okay.
Does that sound doable for you?
Sure.
That's
maybe we should bring in a
9
guess.
O'clock Eastern.
7 o'clock
Central.
7 o'clock Mountain.
It's 6 o'clock California. Or
Pacific.
Pacific.
Specific.
Specifically the Pacific Ocean.
Oh, I want to move to California.
No, no one does that.
Everyone does that.
That's only people that want to be poor move there.
Well, it would be a lateral move for me.
No. I would think you'd find it harder there.
If I had a good job, I don't think so. I'm a hustler, baby.
Yep. Okay.
But that doesn't mean I'm going to be hustling on the street. No. I'm not shaking a cup. No
hustling your booty.
No, none of that happening either.
Oh.
I got a really bad digestive system. That would not work out well for me. Can you imagine?
No, you hook up with the guys that are into that.
Ew!
You're just like,
ew! No, no, no! We're not going down that direction.
Spray fart their face.
That's just disgusting.
Anyway, 10-year anniversary. So that's what we're thinking. I need to email Pride 48 people. So I hope you can meet us there. We'll be live. We'll be chatting. The next show will definitely let you know if yes or no if we are going to be able to do it live.
So I'm gonna. I also want to propose that you guys send us like, what are your favorite moments of the last 2 years,
and then give us a. Give us a call at 863-666-0377 and then just either 1, congratulate us, 2, tell us that we fucking suck, 3, tell us your favorite moments, 4, tell us future things you would like
maybe
to
maybe what you would like to hear us do differently.
Well,
that's a little critical. I don't know. It's real hard because we don't get paid.
Well, and we just can't keep a script. I mean, let's get real. I have it written down.
I don't like. I don't like that shit.
Well, I want to try at least go in order, but it didn't work.
So where did we go? We didn't take.
No, it's all talked about already.
Right.
Everything that I had written down.
Okay, so what are you bitching and moaning about?
The order I wanted to go.
Oh my god! Because you know what? This is live.
You guys, I had my dryer vents clean today.
And he's not talking about his actual events.
One of the guys was super fucking cute. And the other one was cute, but he was sometimes looking at me and sometimes he wasn't.
So he was, so was it super cute when was he your cute, like Mexican cute?
No,
like,
he was white cute, oh, which is rare for me.
Oh.
He was Polish, oh, tall.
Ooh, girl. My basement's flooding.
He spoke, I think he's second generation Polish because he spoke English just fine.
Yeah.
But his friend was Latino.
Oh, got it.
Or his coworker. But, and he was okay, but he had those, like, you know, the little googly eyes that you stick on, like, characters, oh, that kind of, like, it was kind of
like the shaker situation. Eyes.
And I was like, I'm here.
Oh, he had a, he was giving you side eye without actually giving you side eye.
Yeah, but I mean, I shouldn't judge people on that, but yeah. But they cleaned my dryer vent real quick.
Oh, what did they say about that? Because, you know, that's a fire hazard.
Everybody had theirs done. Okay. So we didn't have a choice. It was either
No.
You do it or you get, like, kicked out. You get.
Because they're going to kick you out of your own home.
Yeah. They can if you don't pay the bill. Because they're still charging you. The association is still going to charge you regardless if you had it done or not. And then they'll continue every month to charge you as a fine until you have proof that you've had it done.
Oh, that's how you guys decided it?
That's how it works.
Interesting.
Well, a lot of condo places are like that.
Yeah, I don't understand why they would not want you to have it clean, though, because that's a fire hazard.
No, they told everybody you have to have it cleaned.
Right, but I'm saying, like, the individual people, like, I don't...
Because people are stupid. Yeah. Some people rent, so they don't give a shit. Oh, yeah. You know, that kind of thing.
Right.
They're like, I rent. I don't need to be at home at that time. Whatever.
Yeah, that's kind of shitty.
Because not all the owners live in the city.
Right. So. But I think at that point, it doesn't matter. You should be able to come into the apartment and...
Yeah, most of those units, they didn't have to go in. They could access everything from outside. But this tier and another tier, they actually had to come into our units.
Oh, and clean them inside?
Yeah, because we don't have a direct... like, our vent goes straight to the roof. And everybody else's vents go to the side, so they were able to access the side.
Oh, because they can clean it from that end.
Right.
Right. Yeah,
it's really weird. They didn't wear masks, and all this shit was flying in the air. I was like, girl, you're going to die of asbestos, like, disease or something.
No one is going to die of fucking asbestos. But they cleaned your dryers and everything, your dryer and all that stuff? Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a fire hazard. I told my previous room.
Never leave your house with your dryer on. Always unplug your toaster. Two things that cause the most house fires.
Is that what they told you?
No, that's like the actual two things that cause a lot of house fires. Why would a toaster
cause fire if it's not even on?
Because sometimes they turn on by themselves. That's why you always unplug it.
Really? Oh, yeah. Maybe that's why my roommate, you remember how I told you he used to do that?
Yeah, that shit will catch on fire. It'll just turn on and then...
No, I kept telling my roommate, to clean his, like, cause you know, like, we can clean a little bit, like, what we can see, but you know, you have to get, like, in there to clean out all that shit.
You're talking about the old one? Your old roommate?
Yeah, my old roommate.
The building probably took care of that because that's what they did here.
No, but they didn't. No, you had to do this on your own. Like, oh. You're supposed to clean your dryer because of all that lint. After a while, it collects and it can cause. Oh, yeah,
and the trap thing.
Not only in the trap thing, but in the pipe. So
that's what they did.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They didn't do it for that building. Oh. So that's what I'm saying. Like,
that's a nice building too. They better get up on that,
right? So I told him, I was like, you need to have them clean this shit because this is bad. Like, it could start a fire. We didn't start the fire. I mean,
bringing out all the hits.
I mean, I am just a jukebox of music.
I love that you threw your hands in the air like you were that lady from Tennessee that refused to do the gay marriages.
Oh, God. Oh, just stretch it out, lady.
You gotta stretch it out.
So I'm happy that to know that your house will not burn down.
Thank you. Although,
because that's important.
I think my toaster is plugged in. I unplug it and Tony plugs it back in. You think it would be the opposite way, right?
He's probably like, why are you fucking unplugging something that's not going to... Because I was the same way. I would look at him like, why are you fucking unplugging the damn thing? He'd like start unplugging everything. I'm like, you do realize
it's not all appliances.
No, I know. But he would unplug that and he would unplug like...
The Keurig machine or something. Like, It was like the coffee pot, something that you would need access to like right away.
I would always fucking unplug the toaster and the coffee, the
coffee maker
version of a Keurig. But yes, and I was like,
that water needs to be hot so I can have instant coffee.
I was
right
like, stop doing that. And he's like, well, I don't want the house to burn down. And I was like, really, bitch? Really?
And then
you have fucking a lint filled fucking dryer that you still haven't had them clean after I've told you 18,000 times when they fixed it. Because that's what happens. They would come out. So the heating the heat element that, you know, keeps the dryer heat hot. Mm-hmm. Every time it broke like 3 times while I was living there. Mind you, I live with him for
did
like
6 years.
Did he
have stackable units too, like mine?
Yeah. Same one.
I hate those.
I know, I hate them too.
When mine breaks down, I'm getting new ones.
Like the ones that we saw today. Oh, fucking nice. Even those are old, but those are like that kind is nice. And I told him, I said, when they come out, have them clean the vents because it's dangerous. Like, you've had these for 6 years. Like, you've been using these for 6 years. That, you know, if you're... One day you're going to leave something in there drying and shit's going to start a fire.
I don't ever leave my house with the dryer running.
No, I do. I have a couple times. And
girl, every time your house will burn down.
I do get a little nervous.
What happens if the switch, like, let's just say the switch breaks on the dryer that doesn't turn it off and it continuously to keep going and going. I think your shit's going to burn down.
You think so?
Those switches can go out at any time.
Yeah. Oh,
now girl, don't do worry. It. Don't it's do not worth it. Girl.
Do it.
You learn.
Do it. Do it. Do it.
I learned a lot of danger.
Do it now. Do it good. Now. Dun, dun,
dun. I don't know how to put the lick rest of my do it pussy in it.
Like you do.
Pussy nuts.
No, I said lick my pussy just like you do.
I thought you said pussy nuts. I was like, ew. What's that?
I don't know.
What's a pussy nut?
What's Oh my god! Is that what ladies squirt?
A pussy nut is when a little turd goes up into the vagina, and then it falls out.
And you're like, and someone's like going nut. Down eating,
and they're like eating you out. It's like a Snickers. It's like a Snickers and a cordial cherry all together.
That is so fucking disgusting.
Pussy nuts.
Can you just imagine the smell?
Girl, you woke up the deaf dog.
I know. She done heard me. She done heard me.
Okay.
Can we just talk about that for a second? Like, every time RuPaul says that, I literally cannot stop laughing. She done heard hers. You know what she says, right?
No. She had what? She had her hair.
No. I think she says she done already had hers.
Oh.
She done already had hers. That's what she says.
Instead I never knew.
The simple, you've got shemale.
We can't say that.
Well,
that's against the rules. Times are changing.
She had mail. I mean...
Girl,
I didn't understand why they didn't just change it. You've got room mail. I mean, I don't get it.
What else? Wait,
so then is She-Ra sexist? Isn't that transphobic? No,
because it was on the 80s. You can't.
But isn't that transphobic?
It's not anything you could change. It's not transphobic because she was a woman. She was a girl. She-Ra was her name. It's not like She-Ra. She-Ra was her name.
I love that. It's not because she was She-Ra. It was because she was She-Ra.
That was her name to did.
She don't already hit her every time.
That's totally me when I get super drunk.
Oh, are you okay? The fuck?
She's having reverse sneezes. Oh, that's what that is.
I hate when that happens to Soleil.
Poor thing. She always stops because she gets paid attention. And then she'll start it here in a second so she can get more attention. All right, so we got to go.
Okay.
This is Ricky.
And what was I?
Megatron? No, Dubai.
Oh, I was the Dubai Buys. In honor of Yanet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey,
no more. All right, got to go.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Foul Monkeys. We really appreciate your feedback.
please visit us at foulmonkeys.com or call us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by following at Foul Monkeys and visit our Facebook page by visiting facebook.com/Foul Monkeys and make sure you like our page.
You can also listen to us on Stitcher Radio, Rainbow Radio, or iTunes. And if you really love us, leave us a review on iTunes. And if you really hate us, or no, just hate us.
You hate us.
I mean, yeah.
How about Chicago? I could be there.